Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
Go ahead and grab a seat. Amen. I am going to minister on a Wednesday, which is a little odd, amen, but I am going to minister today, amen, or share some things really with you guys, amen. Last week, amen, we had a great time as we were just prayed and did some things on for our church to pray for 2024, and we had a great time in prayer. And so God's really challenging us, somebody say me, to do more in 24. Amen. And as we step up, he'll set up, he'll set up ourselves, amen, for that encounter. You know, God wants to give us an encounter, amen, but there are things that we have to do in order to line up that encounter with him. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Now, an encounter with God will not change your life if you don't change your way. Did you get that? An encounter with God will not change your life if you don't change your way. So there's some things that we got to change. There are some things that we got to add. There are things that we need to do more in order for that encounter with God, amen. And so, as you guys know, I mean, I recently went full-time as a pastor, amen. And so, I'm no longer an employee somewhere else, amen. I'm an employee here at the house, amen, hallelujah. And so, I've always wanted the full-time role. If you've been with me long enough, amen, we've been here for 20, going on 23 years, and so there are moments and times where I wanted to go full time. I wanted the full time, and I guess it's really a desire of every pastor to do full time ministry, amen. And times that I've done it in the past, it wasn't God telling me; it was me wanting to, amen. I want you to just understand that. And so sometimes, I'm just going to share a little thing with you. Can I do that? I'm just going to share some things that were going through me and hopefully help you on some things that maybe you're going through as well, amen. But sometimes towards the end of last year, God started to call me to step out. And so there was a tugging in my heart. It was probably right after our conference. There's been moments and there's thoughts that I had from, you know, prior years. And then, of course, COVID came and all that came to a halt. And so as we started to come back in towards the end of last year, God really started to, I felt it was God pressing me towards stepping out. Amen. And now you got to understand, I have faith. I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of prayer. Amen. But I'm a numbers guy. I got numbers in me. I do all the numbers of the church. And so, if numbers don't make sense, it just doesn't happen. And so, when numbers don't line up, and I say, well, if numbers line up, then okay, God, I'll do this. Amen. And so, that's the kind of guy I am. So I'll bring a balance, right? Well, how much money's coming in? How much do we need? How much is going to be balanced? How's it going to work? And so when things are kind of going this way, and you know, I'm like, well, it's not ready yet, you know? And so there was the delays there. And so that's what I was going through with God, amen. I would say, well, make the numbers work, God, and I'll do what you're telling me to do. And so I don't want to jeopardize the church. Amen. I don't want to just step out and say, okay, praise God, let's do it, you know, but I don't want to jeopardize this church. I don't want the church to shut down. I don't want to jeopardize my family, my wife and I, and stuff like that. And so, you know, the things go on. Well, God, you know, you want me to step out, then do this and do this and do that. Amen. And I need insurance, and insurance is high with, you know, being the individual insurance, you know, getting for a family, and all that is just you know, there's a lot of thinking to think about here. Amen. I mean, we're getting older, amen, and we're on medication. we got to take some pills, you know. You know, and so there's some health things that we need to take care of. I mean, we're healthy, but you know, we got high blood pressure and all this other stuff we got to take, and so all that costs. It's getting real. All that costs money, amen. And sometimes, you know, something happens, and we had a few emergencies in our past, amen. With me being hospitalized and a few things that have hit my wife, and so, you know, we're not getting any younger, amen. So it's all down here from here. But no, I'm just playing. But I mean, this is something that a man thinks about for a family, and so. And is it going to work out? Is it going to budget out for us to make a move? And so these are things that I throw back at God. So, it was just a lot of things that were coming at me. And so can we afford it? Can we do this? You know, and so I'm throwing all kinds of reasons to God not to. You know, there's times that I wanted to do it, but it wasn't God. But now I feel like he's doing it. And I said, well, you're going to make this happen, then you got to do all this. So I'm putting him to do things in order to line it up. And so, but I was feeling this move more and more. I mean, it just felt mad. I just felt it. I was thinking about it all the time. There was just things that were just making it more and more than ever before, that I ever felt before, even the times where I felt like I wanted to do this. And so it just kept going and coming and coming. People were mentioning it to me more and more than people that, I'm not talking church people, I'm talking worldly people. I'm talking the outsider, I'm talking coworkers, I'm talking strangers, amen. They're asking me these things, amen, and mentioning it before. Pastors were telling me that, hey, when you're going full time, and you know, just talking, like it was just like even my own pastor. You know, we sat down, and it was kind of mentioned one time during a lunch, amen. And then we had some very close pastor friends, a couple, good friends that we love, we respect. And they have given us godly wisdom in the past and given us direction on certain things in the church, amen. And I felt confident going to this couple or this individual, amen, this pastor, amen, to ask him some things, amen. And he's seasoned, he's been around for a long time, and he's a good friend of ours. And so one time they came out to have dinner. And so we're just hanging out with some good friends, you know, having some dinner, amen. And guess what the topic is about? Art. When are you going full time? I mean, out of the blue, we're like, you know, we want to sit down, hey, we haven't seen each other for a couple months, and let's just talk and some laugh and stuff like that. And we had some laughs there, but that was the topic of the dinner. And I already told this couple, I said, you know what, I've already been thinking about it, and I've been checking things out. I've been already throwing some numbers, and I already know what number we need to hit for me to do it, amen. And so I've been already checking the budget and looking into it. And then they told me, Art, God will provide. I said, okay, I know he will. He goes, no, Art, he'll provide. And he started throwing scriptures at me. And I said, all right, well, I'll let you know. And so I'm checking into this thing. So confirmation was all around me and us on this move, amen. And, you know, as I started to share with my wife and about what I felt to do and what we felt that I should do as far as making this move. And so now it's really up to me. Even my wife said, well, I'm good. It's up to you, though, you know. And, you know, and so I said, well, there's things I still got to look into. I got to look into researching on how much all this is going to cost us, amen, and us personally for insurance and things like that. And so God was calling me out and telling me to step out. And so I want to share a little of that encounter that I have with God through this message, amen, entitled Step Out, Step Up. Step out, step up. Come on, we must be willing to step out in faith and trust God. Can somebody say amen? Amen. But in order to step out and continue to walk in this faith that you and I have, there has to be, there must be commitment. You can't step out into anything if there's no commitment, right? You're just stepping out on your own. You want to do your own thing. But if there has to be a commitment wherever God is calling you to step out in. Now, I want to look at the story of Peter walking on the water in Matthew chapter 14. As you can turn there, and I'll go there to the scripture in a bit. But Matthew chapter 14, 28 to 31. But before I read that passage of scripture, I want to look at verse 23 of that chapter first. And this is after Jesus has fed the 5,000. If you know the story, he feeds the 5,000 with what? Two fishes and what? Five loaves of bread. And he feeds how many people? Over 5,000 plus people. Amen. And so this is right after this miracle takes place. And so he tells his disciples, I'm going to dismiss the crowd. And I want you guys to get in the boat and cross over. Somebody say cross over. Cross over to the other side and I'll catch up with you guys later. I'm going to dismiss the crowd. So go ahead and go before me. And so right here in Matthew chapter 14, 23, this is Jesus. This is him right here. And he says, after sending them home, he got up into the hills and by himself to pray. Night fell and he was there alone. Amen. I bring up the scripture just to bring out a point. Amen. Seeking solitude was an important priority for Jesus. Amen. He made room in his busy day to be alone with the Father. Amen. Spending time, church, spending time with God in prayer nurtures the vital relationship with the Father and equips us, listen, to meet life's challenges and struggles. Amen. So it's very important for us to pray for any move. Amen. Jesus would not do a move without praying to the Father. And so when God is calling you to step out in an area, amen, calling you to go to do something, amen, you must pray and see God first. Does that make sense? Yes. Amen. Come on, when you seek God, he's going to equip you for those challenges that you're going to face. He's going to meet you in those struggles that you'll face in that challenge of stepping out. Now, in Matthew chapter 14, 20 to 31, it says this, then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, somebody say, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and he walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and the waves, he was terrified and he began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Amen. And then Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why do you doubt me? Amen. You have so little faith. Why do you doubt me? Peter had been criticized throughout the years, amen, because at times he showed lack of faith. Amen. But here in Matthew's gospel, Peter asked Jesus, can I join you out there? Come on, he sees Jesus walk in the water. He's terrified, amen. They're terrified in the boat, amen. And so Peter's the one that, only Peter, it says, you know, can I join you out there? Now, Peter was not putting Jesus to a test here. Come on, this is not a dare. If that's really you, dare me to come out. Come on. dare me to do this move. It wasn't a dare. He wasn't trying to put Jesus to a test. Amen. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 7, it says that Jesus responded, the scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God. Amen. So Peter was not testing Jesus here, but Peter was the only one in the boat to react in faith. He's the only one in the boat to react in faith. I said the same thing that Peter said, but I responded differently. I said, God, if you're calling me to step out, if you are calling me to go full time, then make the numbers line up for the next 3 months. This is what the number needs to be. And so in 3 months, if those numbers are there, I'll do it. So I didn't tell him. You know, Peter said, if that's you, tell me to come out. I didn't come out. I said, I'm not coming out till I see numbers. That's what I told the Lord. I mean, I told him, he's calling me. I said, if it's really you, then add up the numbers and I'll come out. Listen, I was not willing to get out of my boat, even though I knew that he was calling me. See, I put God to the test. I say, God, you do this, and then I'll do it. In other words, I was telling God, I am not going to step out of this boat, out from my, you know what a boat really is, right? It's your comfort. It's your security. Security? No. I need water. Amen. It's your security. It's your anchor. It's your everything. This is your safe ground. I'll serve God here in my boat. I'll worship God in my boat. I'll do whatever you want as long as it's inside the boat, Father. I'm all right. But to walk out there, if it's really you, then you need to do all this other stuff before I take that step. This is what I was telling him. I need you to prove, listen, this is what I'm telling God, man. I need you to prove to me that this is you calling me out. You see, Peter at least got out of the boat. Peter at least said, if that's you, tell me to come and I'll go. That's all I need is you to say, come, and I'll go. Peter had enough faith to do that. He trusted in Jesus. He said, if that's the Son of God, if that's really you, Jesus, you tell me to come, I'm going to come. I'm going to do. I'm going to go. I'll step out. And he did. And Peter walked on water. His motivation request to go to Jesus, listen, led him to experience a rather unusual demonstration of God's power. Peter, listen, when Peter got out of that boat and hit that water and took a couple steps, he had an encounter. I mean, wouldn't that blow your mind? I mean, I probably would have stepped out if I was Peter. I'm not Peter. I'm still in the boat. I don't want to get out of the boat. But Peter stepped out. I mean, just imagine, and he probably must have just said, whoa, wow, this is pretty cool. Stepping out, amen. I mean, he'd encounter the power of God. He encountered something supernatural, amen. He stepped out in faith. He trusted in his God. His God said, come, and he responded with no delays. He didn't. He said, you know, put a life thing on me or what do you call those things? Life what? Life jacket? He didn't ask for any of that. He just stepped out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, we, at times, all of us start off like Peter. And we all take steps of faith. Come on, how many have taken a step of faith with God? Come on. I mean, it's just a step of faith even when you got saved. Come on, to trust that there is a God that's going to save me, cleanse me, take away all my sins, restore my life, and do something in my life. I mean, that takes faith. So all of us experience that step of faith. All of us has taken that step of faith and said, you know what? I'm going to believe God's going to put my marriage together. God's going to put my life together. God's going to deliver me from this or that. So we all taken those steps of faith just like Peter. And we at all times were willing to get out of our boat and walk on water or take those huge steps of faith at times, amen, and then we stop. We take that big step of faith. We get out of the boat of where we were at in our lives. We trusted Jesus. Jesus has come. We came. The invitation came. And we got saved. And we take those huge steps of faith. But then we stop. Something happens from the point that we stepped out, even walked a bit, but stopped. Peter began to sink. Because he took his eyes off Jesus. And he focused on the Bible says, on the high waves that were surrounding him. His faith wavered when he realized what he was doing. His faith wavered when he realized what he was doing. We probably would never walk on water. Believe me, I tried. Amen. It won't work. But we do walk through tough situations that's going to require some faith. And somebody say amen. If we focus on the waves of difficulties, circumstances that surround us, as me, my wave were numbers, right? I'm telling God to make some numbers. I want things lined up. Come on. If we focus on those waves of difficult circumstances that surround us, amen, without faith in Jesus to help us, we too will begin to sink in our challenges, our situations, and the storms that you and I face. We need to trust Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Amen. To maintain our faith when challenges and situations and storms are difficult, we must focus on Jesus' power rather than the fear of failure. Or shortcomings, or lack of. Come on, there are times when we get challenged and we think, well, I'm going to fail. I won't do it. I won't step out because, you know, I lack this area or lack in this area. I mean, for me, like I said, the numbers weren't adding up. You know, a couple months passed by, I said, they're not lining up. Do we got to start the 3-month thing again? That's why I felt until those 3 months go in a row, then I'm going to do it. The Bible says that he took his eyes off of Jesus, took his eyes off his faith. He had faith in who? He had faith in Jesus. He said, Jesus, if that is really you, tell me to come. And what does Jesus say? Come. Boom. There was no hesitation. He had faith in Jesus, amen. He had faith in his master. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, when he took his eyes off faith, the scripture says that he was terrified. As he's walking, he was terrified in the waters, and he began to sink. When his eyes were on Jesus, he was walking towards Jesus. But when the circumstances and the waves started just going around, he started now focusing on this and said, man, what am I doing? He was terrified. He was afraid. And the Bible says he began to sink. I wonder how many Christians are sinking because they're afraid. Or because they've taken their eyes off their faith. But Peter knew who to call to. I said, Peter knew who to call to. Come on. He said, Jesus. It's all right. Say it. Jesus. Jesus. Save me. Come on. He didn't respond. He didn't bail. He didn't sink. He didn't just drown. Amen. He called out to his what? Faith. He was in trouble. He was not going to call nobody else, but he called on Jesus, and Jesus saved me. And Jesus asked him, "Why did you doubt me, you of little faith?" God would ask some of us here today, tonight, "Why do you doubt me?" Come on, you ever question God on things? And some of them are legit things, but there has to be a point in our lives that we got, you know what? Don't make sense, but I trust you. I don't know, God, if you said go, I'm going. But there are times, and there are times we wonder if God would say that to us. Why do you doubt me after I've done so much? How many have, that God has done so much for you? Raise your hand. I don't know what you meant, but he's done so much for me. And now I'm asking him to add up some numbers. When he's done so much for me, why do you doubt me? God told me the same exact thing. I told him, if these numbers hit for the next 3 months, then I know it's you. And then I'll step out. Can I let you in on a little something? The numbers never hit. And they still haven't hit. But in January, I went to a leaders' con in Tucson. And God spoke a word over me. And I hit the altar. And I mean, God was all over. I haven't hit that altar like that for a long time. I mean, I'm on the altar. I am crying. I mean, muckles are all over me. I mean, I haven't been like that for a long time in the presence. I mean, I've been in his presence. I've had moments with him. But to do it in public, in a setting with other pastors, you know, and I'm the only one. Like, wow. They're like, whoa, God, man. Art's really getting touched there, you know. You know, and I'm the only one at the and I'm just crying, and other pastors are coming, and they're, you know, they're like hugging me and saying, it's okay, bro. And like, I'm all right. I mean, God's just rebuking me. And I mean, God's all over me, and it was a great time. So one morning after I got back from that conference, probably a week or so, right after the conference, I got up as I usually get up in the morning, getting ready for work, and got my coffee going, and got Jesus there, and I'm just sitting down, and I'm just sitting in the Lord in silence. Now, the word that was spoken was saying, you know what, if you go away with me into your closet, I'll meet you there. So for a few days, that's what I did. I just went into there, and I just sat there. Didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing for a couple days either. We were just drinking coffee and waiting. Okay, and then I go on my day, and so I'm sitting there, and I hear him tell me one of the days, "Why do you doubt me?" In my mind, I'm thinking, numbers are not there. But then the Lord reminded me, when you came to Vegas, you didn't doubt me. I didn't say, "Jesus, is that really you?" I knew. He said, "Come." I went, right? Right from the conference, when God was telling me to come, I did not doubt. I heard his voice. I called my wife. I said, "We're going to Vegas." She said, "What?" Yeah, we're going to Vegas. I don't know. That's what God told me. So we're going. I'm going to sell the house, and we're gonna pack up, and we're going to leave. There was no hesitation. There was no doubt. There was no nothing. I didn't tell God to prove anything. I didn't say, okay, God, well, you need to sell this house, and then I need to make this much money, and then you got to do this, and I need a job. I need a house. I didn't ask him for nothing. We just went, huh? We just came. And he says, when you came to Vegas, you didn't doubt me for nothing. You had no job. You didn't have a place to live. You just came because you trusted in me. And man, somebody say rebuke. Oh, my Lord. I'm sitting there saying numbers, and he's telling me, you didn't give me numbers before. You heard my voice. You said, you told me to go, and you said yes, and I went. And now you're telling me, I need some numbers. Son, you stepped out, and you came because you trusted me. So why do you doubt me now? Man, I mean, I felt so rebuked. And I just put my head down and said, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. You're my provider. You're my everything. You know, from that dinner that I had with this couple friends of our pastor friends of ours, they started speaking provision over me. He says, God is your provider, Art. He'll provide anything for you. I said, you need to search some scriptures on provision, what God does for you, and pray for them every day from that moment to the moment that I had with God, and I still pray them now. And it says, he's your provider. He'll always leave you, though. He's rich. He got everything, Art. And I said, he gave me everything when I had nothing, when we had nothing, because we had nothing out here. And God tells me, and I'm sitting there when I'm having this conversation with him. It's not an audible voice. It's not like, Art. And I said, yes. And it wasn't nothing like that. But it was simply within my mind, I'm having a conversation with the Lord. And he's just speaking to me. And he says, you came with nothing. But Lord, the Lord tells me, I gave you a house. You have a house. You got some money stored up. You have a 401k that you didn't have nothing before. Why are you scared? I've given you everything, and won't I take care of you again? When you came with nothing, you came, and now you have something, and you don't want to step out? And I was like, oh, man, this guy, he's rebuking me everywhere. And so I pray this prayer on his provision, and these are the ones that I got. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty, you might become rich. Amen. Philippians 4:19 says, and this is the same God who takes care of me, will supply all your needs. Somebody say, all my needs. From his riches, glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord make a person rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God will generously provide all. Somebody say, all. All you need, and you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Come on. In Jeremiah 17:7-8, it says, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who made their Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along the riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves will stay green and they'll never stop producing fruit. God says, I'll take care of you. And so at that time, I apologize. I told the Lord, I'm sorry for even putting you to a test, proving yourself when I know it's you. How many know when you know it's God? It was you. And I told my wife, I'm going to do it. And she goes, I got peace. I'm good. Oh, I said, well, now I got peace. So now we're both good. And so we stepped out. We put our faith in him. And like he said, he'll always have us. Put my notice in. Gave him a month notice. Been with him for a long time. And so I said, you know what? I just want to get this done and over with before I change my mind. And so I told them, and they, of course, were sad. Amen. And, you know, for 22 years, their family, you know, they're good friends there that I've ministered and taught to and made an impact there for them and in helping them improve themselves. You know, that's why I tell them, I'm here to make you better. And hopefully I did. They sent me away with blessings, amen. And they were really good to me, as I shared with you before. And then right after I said that, the Lord just started putting everything together. Once I stepped out and started walking under that water, I wasn't terrified. I didn't allow the enemy to cause any distractions of waves around me, amen. I just kept my eyes on Jesus, and I'm keeping my eyes on him still as I'm stepping out in faith. Amen. See, we all start off with good intentions when the Lord calls us out. And sometimes our faith staggers, but it doesn't mean that we failed. Come on, you ever stepped out and didn't quite work out? Amen. Doesn't mean you failed. Just like Peter, he didn't fail because he sank. He at least stepped out. The other guys in the boats didn't even say that. He was the one that said, you know what, that's you. Tell me to come out. And so Peter's face staggered, but he reached out to Christ, the only one that can help him. And so when we step out in faith, and we have done that, amen, my wife and I, and we stepped out in faith, when those times come, we're going to call out to God. We're going to call out to Jesus. Hey, we're going right here. Save us. Save me. Save my wife. Save this church. He was terrified when he started to sink and started to look at those waves and stuff. But Peter still looked at Jesus. He still called on him in church. When I stepped out, amen, then I ain't going to lie, doubt started trying to creep in. And wondering, did I do the right thing after I said it? And man, is this really going to work? Because sometimes some of the things didn't quite work out the way I planned it. You know, okay, I'm going to step out. Okay, God's going to do this. God's going to do that. And things didn't get there. Amen. Some paperwork didn't get there quite where I wanted to be when I finally quit. Amen. I wanted everything lined up. I wanted to everything as far as the legal-wise to be lined up, amen, and I'm still working on that, and we're getting it finalized, amen, but, you know, to for a payroll and for the government and everything else, amen, and so I'm still stepping out in faith that that paperwork's not even processed yet, complete, but it will be complete as of next week, amen, but I'm just going through all the avenues that I needed to do, amen, And I've cried out and I said, Lord, you got to help me here. I'm kind of losing it here and wondering if this really was the right call. But it was just the enemy trying to lie to me. And he would tell me, I got this. Don't worry, son. I got you. Amen. You're my favorite. Just keep your eyes on me. Keep walking towards me. And you'll never be lost. And so with that, I've had some pretty cool encounters already. I mean, things that I thought would not happen, happened. Things at my job, you know, a letter from the CEO. I didn't expect none of that. They gave me a little bonus thing that I wasn't expecting, amen. They gave me just things that I thought I would lose, I end up getting. And so and it's just all God. And I said, man, if I never stepped out, I would never encounter these things that you're doing. He says, he will provide. And he does provide. And so we step out and we believe in that. And so I'm going to close today. Now, I just wanted to share that with you and just share what, you know, from what I encountered and what the Lord, how I got to the place where we're at today and stepping out. I mean, it's only a week and a half into that, amen, and people have surrounded us with prayers and thanked us and congratulated us, and they're so happy for us. My pastor's happy for me, and other pastors are happy for me, and other pastors have prayed blessings over us and encouraged us, and yeah, the fellowship has stood behind us in this, and they believe in us, and so we just trust and believe in God, amen. And God is a good God, and the timing was perfect. So it was God all along. Amen. And so I don't care if the numbers don't add. God's going to make it. And we're going to make it. Amen. And there's a peace on that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you feel a little anxiety or have some fear about some troubles or circumstances that may surround you, or God's calling you to step out into something and doubt the presence of God with the ability to help you, just remember that he'll always be with you. And he's the only one, the only one that can really help you. You got to call on Jesus. He is really the only one that can help you through those storms and those situations and those things that you step out in. Just say, Jesus. Come on, somebody say, Jesus, help me. Just like Peter did. That's all we got to do when we step out in God and we know it's God. And he says, it's me, son. It's me, daughter. Come. And we step out because we trust God and we believe God. Amen. But when we start to sink in our situations or the enemy starts to lie to us, all you got to do is just remember, Jesus saved me. And he'll be there. And he'll lift you up. Come on, he'll lift you up again. See, the title of the message, part of my message, the first part was step out. The second part is step up. We stepped out. And as part of the prayer that Sister Bloom was praying last week, and I don't know if you remember Sister Bloom, it's time for you guys to step up. We've stepped out. You need to step up. And if we step up as a church, then God's going to meet us. God's going to take care of us and take care of this church. Amen. So when we all stand up, amen. Hallelujah. Step out. Step up.